Time for Morning Conversation. And we welcome back Samantha Dugan and Tom Thompson, Winnebago County Fair in Thompson, except they're in Forest City today.
Hi, Mark.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
And we're just, we were just talking, 5 weeks away now?
5 weeks. It's just crazy.
Oh. Yep. Crazy.
All right. So Winnebago County Fair is the 14th through the 17th of July.
Right.
I want to remind people all kinds of things going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really have a full schedule, and we've been working hard. I think I mentioned this last year that we just had a phenomenal fair for 2021. We're using that momentum and been using our motto, bigger and better. So we've been working really hard for the last year to get 2022 rolling.
Yep.
And a lot of big things going on. Let's start in the grandstand.
Yeah, the grandstands on Thursday, we're having Johnny Home Band back. He's really popular in the area, of course, and we have a really good time with him. Morgan Keeker is going to open for him, so that will be great, too. She's a lot of fun, and we love having her as well.
Mm-hmm. And Friday, Johnny Rocket Circus Live.
Yeah, Cycle Circus is a new event for us. It's a freestyle motocross show. We had a motocross event, it's probably been 9-10 years ago. This is going to be way bigger and better than that. You got Daredevil Divas, Johnny Rocket, Daredevil and kind of comedian himself, and then Pyrotechnics. It's going to be a good show. You're going to want to get your tickets for that.
Mm-hmm. And Tough Trucks on Saturday.
Yeah, and Tough Trucks went over really good last year, so we're doing that again. And then we're adding a couple monster trucks just to make, have no gaps in the action. It's going to be a pretty awesome deal. And I think there'll be an opportunity to meet the monster truck guys a little bit too before the show. So mm-hmm.
Sunday's the Demo Derby.
Yeah, Sunday Demo Derby, always a popular event. And then actually we got Cycle Circus doing a kind of a encore event on that night too. Just again, there's always gaps in the action for demo derbies, setting up different classes and clearing stuff out. So if we can fit it all in, it's going to be nonstop action on Sunday. And that's a really good family day. You know, you got the parade and lots of kids there. So we're going to have a cheaper entry fee for the grandstand on Sunday. So bring the kids out. You got RC car racing there. That's a free thing on the ground. So that's a good day to come to the fair.
Mm-hmm. And the parade is going to be Sunday at 1:30 like usual?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's always a good parade.
Yep. Sunday is a great day, too, with the free watermelon, free burgers.
Yeah. Right.
Lots of extra activities for the kids Sunday. So, yeah, Sunday's a big day, even though it's a little bit shorter as far as shows and whatnot.
Sure. What else do we want to plug today?
We have a lot of free stuff. I kind of mentioned that, too, going on. A lot of it is geared towards the kids. The Education Center, Farm Bureau, has been working on that the last few years anyway, doing a really nice job fixing up the building, which was the old kiddie barn, if you will. So they're working on bringing in some animals again, kind of focusing on more of the education about the animals and maybe not so much exotic, but a little bit different types of animals than you see in the fair barns themselves. They are going to do a goat milking demo again. They did that last year, kind of threw in the schedule at the very end, and was very popular, so they're bringing that back, and that'll be on the official schedule. And then we have the piano juggler we mentioned briefly. He doesn't juggle pianos, but it should be a fun show. The High Flying Pages, which is a trapeze acrobatic type act. We're really excited to have them. Again, that's going to be free. They'll have several shows on the grounds. We'll post those
all 4 days.
All yep. 4 days. It was very awesome to get that act booked.
And don't forget they have the Globe of Death, the motorcycle Globe of Death.
And there'll be audience participation.
Do you have to sign a waiver?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like you might.
Yeah. Yep.
And then the Critter Close-Ups is back.
Critter Close-Ups, yeah, really popular last year. We're bringing them back this year for 2 days instead of one. So multiple shows for people to catch. That'll be exciting. The mini tractor pull is back. If you didn't see that last year, you've got to see it this year. Or hear it. You probably heard it if you were on the grounds. Yeah, you've got to see it. Little, you know, model tractor pulls.
1/16th model. Tractors.
And they just pull an enormous amount of weight for their size, mm-hmm. and they are so loud. I mean, I can't even explain how loud they are.
Bring your earplugs.
Yep.
Or stand a little further away. It's still a good deal. Yeah, that's part of Saturday's. Saturday's lineup's just loaded. I mean, there's something for everybody all day long. So
awesome, and of course, plenty of food and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's a great thing to talk about. Mm-hmm. We have some really good food trucks coming this year. I guess taking advantage of it, seems like the food trucks really have been popping up after COVID, and there's just some amazing local, or within the state of Iowa, pretty local options. So we're going to have a few good food trucks.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
Beer garden.
Okay.
Yeah. Plenty of cold beer down by the grandstand. So.
All right. Because it's going to be hot. We know that.
Well, you know, maybe. We'll see.
It is Iowa.
As long as it's not 100 degree heat index. I mean, it's you know, it's summer in Iowa, so you know, it's what it is.
Guys, if people want to find out the schedule or more information, how can they do that?
Yeah, keep following us on Facebook, and then we'll try to keep the website updated, WinnebagoCOIowaFair.com. Also listen to all the ads we'll have running on KOW. We got some of them running now. That kind of reminds you of what's going on. And
if you know a board member, you can always contact one of us as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tom's president and Samantha's the secretary, and there's a whole bunch of you.
Yeah, bother Andy Porter, too. He's vice president. Make sure you bother him. So he handles the website. So if there's anything wrong on the website, you have to blame him.
Uh-huh.
So he doesn't do these morning conversations, so I can give him a hard time, you know, so.
Fair enough. Guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Tom Thompson and Samantha Dugan. Winnebago County Fair is coming up July 14th through the 17th in Thompson, Iowa. This has been Morning Conversation on KW.